Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, Parshas Vayikra, Tav Shin Pei Dalet. This morning we are going to begin learning the Ramban. It's in Vayikra Aleph Pasuk Tes, and here it's one of the well-known Rambans because he cites the Rambam in the Mora Nevochim, and he argues with him, and the subject matter is, how do we understand philosophically the reason for karbanos? So it would be Aleph Tes, but it's not in the beginning of the pasuk. It's in if you have this one, Michael. If you have this one, it's page 31. Okay, v'omar harav v'marin avochem, and now he's quoting the Rambam. Now I know that Jonathan brought the Mora Nevochim here and put it down here in its entirety, and we're not going to have time to go through the whole Mora Nevochim, but we're going to take this snippet that the Ramban quotes. The Omer HaRabba Mora Nevochim, the Rambam says as follows: Kitama Karbonos Bavur Shamitzvim Vakastim Asher Hoyu Yisrael Gerim V'Teshavim Artsim Olam. The Egyptians and the Kazdim, the Chaldeans, as they're called. They were, Klal Yisrael lived in their lands, and these people, these host countries to the Jewish people, they used to worship cattle, and they worship sheep. We know the Egyptians worship sheep, and the Kazim, they actually worshipped Shadim, or ghosts, spirits. And these spirits, right, appeared to them as goats. Okay, so the Anshe Hodu, the people of Hodu, India, to this day they do not slaughter cattle, again, because these cattle are deities. Now, here's where he comes in, the Mora Nevochim. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam now commands us, in terms of Karbanos, to shecht these three species. L'shem HaNichbad, in other words, we're talking about cattle and sheep and goats, and those are the three animals that comprise the set of animals that we bring as Karbanos. Kedei she'yivada ki adavar she'yukoshvin ki hem betachlis ha'aveira. Because in order that to make it known that these pagans, they thought of these animals, right? They considered these deities, right? So the pagans had thought of them as the ultimate sin is that which is Klal Yisrael, who asher yakrivu labari. That's what we are going to bring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Uvahem, and through these animals, yischap ravanus, we will achieve forgiveness. I'm quoting from my English translation, for so are healed bad beliefs, which are like diseases of the soul. For any disease and any sickness can only be healed through applying its opposite effect. So therefore, the Mora Nevochim, and he's again very ma'arich in this, he's elaborate in this, but he wants to say that more or less the way many understand the Rambam to mean is that Avodah Zorah was rampant in those days. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to take what may have been in our thoughts and minds, right, some kind of natia towards Avodah Zorah. In other words, that we go ahead and instead of using these or viewing these animals as deities, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to move out of that, so to speak, and take these same animals that are considered the deities of the Goyim and to use them in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we can only take these animals and serve in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan or on a Bama, as the case may be, in the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam prescribes, dafka you know, with these intentions in mind and through Kohanim, and they're highly ritualistic and so on and so forth. So it's almost if some people understand the Rambam to mean, it's almost, and I don't like to use the word, but a concession. It means, in other words, the understanding that if we aren't given a certain way, a certain avenue and a pathway to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, so maybe the desire for Avodah Zarah within us might rise, and we would be Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's a simple way that many people understand what the Rambam is saying. Then the Ramban, he goes on attack. V'hinei heim divrei havoi. These are foolish words. Eich yirapu shever gadol v'kusha rabo al nakola yasu shulchan Hashem migoal. And how is it possible, which attempt to mend a great difficulty and a major question glibly, he says, for they make the table of Hashem loathsome. She'eino rak lahosim milibim shereshar v'tim she'olam, says the Ramban, says, according to the Rambam, there's really nothing inherently desirable that Hashem has with bringing karbanos the way the Rambam understands it. It's only to move us away from being Ovid Avodah Zarah. In other words, it's like Hashem is giving us a way out. You know, do this so you stay on the straight path. But there's nothing really intrinsically pleasing to Hashem by karbanos, according to the way the Rambam understands it, asks the Ramban and others. And we know that throughout the Chumash, Vakosuv Omar, that Pasuk already says, Kihem lechem ishe l'reach nechoach, that karbanos are always, they're a fire offering, their food, a fire offering for a satisfying aroma, In other words, it's a reach nechoach. It seems that it's pleasing to the Ribbono Shel Olam in its own merit. And according to the Ramban, it's kind of according to the Rambam, it seems like it's only a concession. You know, we don't want you, Hashem says, I don't want you Jews doing what the pagans do. So move away from pagan behavior and do this instead. And therefore that will squash your time for Avodah Zarah, and you'll channel it in a kosher way. Right, if we could explain it that way. I'm oversimplifying it perhaps because, you know, people understand it in a deeper level. But that's the way on the surface it seems that the Ramban understands the Rambam. And he says, I'm going to skip around here. Skip until it says, V'hinei Noach betzeisu min ha-teva. Yeah, further along, Noach. This would be on the next page in our book, Michael. V'hinei Noach betzeisu min ha-teva. Noach, when he left the teva, im shloshes batav, with his three children, so ein ba'olam mitzrim okazdim. There were no Egyptians, there were no okazdim, there was no avodah zarah, there was no one to take a lesson from that, like, let's say, hey, this is how you serve, this is how you satisfy your theological, you know, needs, right? There's nothing going on in the world. The world was destroyed. But yet, Hikriv carbon, Noach by the carbon, Vayita ben Hashem, it was pleasing the eyes of Hashem. The Omer Bone, what does it say? Vayarach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach, and he smelled the Reach HaNichoach. It seems very strange, asks the Ramban, that according to the Rambam, there would have been a need at all for any kind of carbon. There was no Avodah Zarah going on out there. That was the last war. That, right? You got to always move ahead, and that world was destroyed. Umimenu Amar Alibo, and because of that carbon, Hashem says, "Oh, it's, I find this so pleasing that Lo Osuf Lakal Odes Adam Bavur Adam. I'm not going to curse the land anymore because of the sins of man." Now, that's not the only one. The Hevel Hevi Gam Humu Bchar Sodem Mochaveim. Hevel, Cain and Hevel, they brought the carbonas. Hashem rejected the carbon of Cain, and he accepted the carbon of Hevel. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel, vel minchazo, Hashem turned to his carbon. At that point, it was Adam and Chava, and Cain and Hevel, v'lohoya daim ba'olam shemetz avodah zarah. There was no even trace of avodah zarah at the time that Hevel, Cain and Hevel were living. So it must be that there's something intrinsically positive and intrinsically valuable and essential about a carbon. It's not just a response to the Avodah Zarah. There was no Avodah Zarah at that time. And Bilam also wants to say that he built the seven altars and he brought the various karbanos and that Bilam's mindset was not to negate from him these emunas aros, the avodah zorah, right? And he only did this to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So what he could do was to curse Klal Yisrael. That was his kavana. And so if karbanos are to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, so I understand what Bilam was attempting to do. But if karbanos are only, it's a concession to avodah zorah, so to speak. So what was Bilam trying to accomplish by bringing that? Obviously nothing. And so now I'm going to skip out a few lines. Now, then he says it's more likely that this is the Peshat and the Karbonis, and he cites what is the Evan Ezra's comments. He doesn't say it by name, but my footnote says that he's now citing the opinion of the Evan Ezra. Because a person's actions are a product of his thought process, or his speech, and sometimes and his speech, uvamasa, and his actions. In other words, we are, what we do are all products of our thought process, our speech at times, and our actions. Tziva Hashem, therefore Hashem commanded, ki kasher yechta, when a person sins, yavi karban, he brings a karban. Number one, yismoch yadav alav keneged amasa, so a person bears down his weight with his hands on the head of the animal, and that reflects the actions of the avery that he did, because he's doing something physical now to the animal. He's bearing down on the animal. Number two, what else does a person do when he brings a karban? V'yisvada befiv, and he makes a confession. He always confesses his sins. Keneged adib, where that corresponds to the negative speech that we exhibited. The yisuf peishaker v'akloyas, and now in the fire, the innards and the kidneys of the animal, the various animal parts are burned. Shehem klei hamachshava v'ataiva, because we know that the kloyas, the kidneys and the heart and all of these things, they refer to the thought process and the desires of man. So we put all that in the fire. We burn up our negative thoughts and our negative desires. V'akra'ayim keneged yadav ragla she'adam, and the legs of the animal, they correspond to the faculties of man that are responsible for doing things, our hands and our feet. And that's the hands and the feet of the animal. Ha'osin kol malachtos. In other words, that is what is burnt. In other words, the various aspects of man's actions are represented in the various rituals of the carbon itself. And whatever is done to the carbon is provides a kapora for the corresponding part of our body. V'yizrak hadam al mizbeach. The main thing of the carbon is the sprinkling of the blood on the altar. Keneged dam v'nafshei. That corresponds to man's own life source, his blood. Keneged shiyashiv adam basosu kol eila. In order that a person should think when he does all of these rituals, ki chata lelokav, that we sin to Hashem. Begufo v'nafshei, with my body, my spirit. V'roy lo shiyishtapech damo, and it is fitting that my own blood should have been spilled to atone for my averus. V'yisur Gufo, my body should have been burnt up, should be consumed by the fire. Lule chesed Hashem, except but for the great kindness of Hashem, that instead of demanding our own bodies, Hashem doesn't want us to die. Therefore, shalokach mimenu temura v'kofer hakorban, as Hashem took a temura, a substitute, and an atonement, a ransom. Everything in the animal corresponds that the blood's animal should be the animal's blood should be inside of my blood. The animal's various parts should be connected to my part, and so on and so forth. And then after this paragraph, Valderecha Emes, and then he goes into very mystical things that the English translations and even the Hebrew translations of the Ramban, they never go into explaining. All the great books that were written to explain the Ramban, they check out at the door when the Ramban starts saying Valderecha Emes. Derecha Emes is the code word for get lost, you guys. It's only me. It's only me and Rabbi Nitzan here. It's not the rest of us. Okay. So basically, let's just recap. So we have the Ramban that says the Ramban. Let's just start off with says that there's not. It seems from the Ramban, the way that Ramban is taking it, is that there's nothing essentially and qualitatively desired by Hashem by a korban. It's only because if Hashem doesn't give us a way out, we may fall into the trap of avodah zarah. So he gave us a kosher way of kind of expressing our needs to serve Hashem in a tangible way. That's the way the Mor Nevuchim seems to say. The Ramban refutes it with strong language. He calls it Divrei Havoi. He says that basically there's something very essential in the carbon, because the carbon is that vehicle through which we find favor with Hashem again. And after we've done the Averis, now, you know, what we would have to understand is, what about all of those carbonas that are not brought as a direct atonement for Avera? Not every carbon is brought for an Avera. Some are brought as a thanksgiving. Some are brought as a peace offering that you just want to bring a shlomim. Some are as a carbon Pesach, or whatever the case may be. We're not going to get that detailed in the Ramban. But now we've cited both opinions of the Ramban and the Rambam. Now, there is an interesting Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. It's Perek Ches, Halacha Ches. This is cited. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in a Sefer and Chumash cites this. Now, I will say that there are many things that have to be understood in the Rambam. Let me give you another example. The Ramban cites all kinds of scenarios where korbanos were brought when it obviously was not a response to idolatry, right? From early on in the history. Let me ask you something else. We know that when Mashiach comes, right, the great thing will be that V'hayu Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, all the nations in the world will recognize the oneness of Hashem, monotheism. All paganism will be rejected out of hand, and everyone will realize and accept the day of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There will be no idolatry. There will be, I don't know what they're going to do, you know, in all these African or Indian countries or whatever wherever they slaughter animals. All that will come to an end, because there will only be a recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then it seems that the Mor Nevuchim's reason for bringing karbanos should not apply, but yet we know that one of the things that we daven for three times a day, we daven for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash with blood karbanos, and that's the karban that we daven every Shabbos and every Yontif. V'shom nases karbanos chavoseinu, and there we should bring our karbanos. So what has to be understood according to the Rambam is, if we understand the Rambam superficially, the way we explained it, it would make no sense for there to be karbanos when Mashiach comes. According to the Ramban, it does. It's a way of finding favor in the eyes of Hashem. But moreover, in the 8th parak of Me'ilah, the Rambam says, it gives like a whole paragraph telling us our attitude in mitzvahs, that roi lo adam lesbonin is proper for a person to contemplate b'mishpatei ha-Torah ha-Kedosha, in the laws of the Holy Torah. Just want to point out something, what Rabbi Yaakov points out in the Sefer. Never in all of the volumes of the Rambam does the Rambam refer to the Torah as Torah ha-Kedosha, the Holy Torah. Every word in the Rambam is meant to teach you something. I have a very close friend who's working on his second volume of a Sefer. The entire Sefer deals with picking up on nuances and language of Rambam, where the Rambam uses certain words at certain places and he doesn't use them anywhere else, where he'll use adjectives to describe Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov only once or twice, and why it's relevant to the halachas that he's talking about, all kinds of interesting things. And he was on the phone with me yesterday, and I said, I just came across this Rambam, where the Rambam calls the Torah, Torah HaKadosha. He says, of course, I talk about it too. He says, I'll tell you the answer. And I'll tell you the answer. He says like this. He says, V'leida sofa inyana kafikocho. A person should realize the end of all the mitzvahs. V'dover shidlo yimselo tam v'lo ilo. And a person who does not understand the reason behind a mitzvah, it seems strange, it doesn't seem like it's philosophically or rationally sound. Al yehi kal be'enav. Don't take a mitzvah lightly. Right? And etc. Velo te marshavto, and your marshav, your attitude towards the mitzvah should not be kemarshavto b'shar divrei hachol, like all matters of non-holy substance, of secular disciplines. Another. So here the Rambam says chol. Chol means anything that's mundane, that's not holy. So that's why the Rambam, when he talks about the Torah here, says Torah HaKadosha, in contrast to what he's about to say, that everything's not Torah is chol. Is that beautiful? Rabbi Yaakov didn't say that. He just points out the Torah HaKadosha. Yeah, but I think it's rather obvious. He says, look how much the Torah is machmir on the Isra of Me'ilah, that if you confer Kedusha on a stick, on a stone, it has Kedusha. And if I go ahead and I use that sticker stone for my own purposes, I've transgressed and I've called Me'ila. And I have to bring a korban to atone for that. He said, does that make any sense? The answer is that we have to understand that everything in the Torah has deep-rooted meaning. And but then at the end of this, it's a long paragraph, we don't have time to read it, but at the very end of this very long halacha, he says, when he talks about many of the mitzvahs are considered a chok is a statute with reasons that we don't really understand or fathom. Listen to what he says now. The chol ha-karbonos kulan and all karbonos michlal ha-chukim heim are statutes. Meaning that lefigi chamu chacham, therefore the chacham tells she'af al avodas ha-karbonos ha-olam omeh, the world stands and exists on the power of karbonos. It's really Gemara and Menachos and Tainis that when the sampling of Jews stand around the offering of a korban, that gives kiyum to the world. So karbonos are so important, but it's a chok because we don't really understand it. We just have to believe it. So this Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila really does have to be understood in light of the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim that the Rambam was citing, because the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim seems to give us a rational approach, that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's way of keeping us on the straight and narrow, that we shouldn't fall into the trap of paganism. So you bring your animals in this way and you're serving Hashem. But now the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ila is saying it is a chok. So this might, it's late now. We have to stop here. Okay. We'll continue this Mezuzah Hashem. Tomorrow morning, the shiur starts at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.